Hello and good morning. So what's cooking here? What's going on? Number one, it's a rainy day and it's not a nice day here in Amsterdam. Not that it's much different from the UK or from London, but anyhow, that's what it is. What's happening recently, and the reason for me to share this with you, by the way, if you follow this podcast, you will notice that sometimes I post once, sometimes twice, sometimes three times a week, sometimes none. And the reason is that sometimes I just don't have things to share or to say or to think through. So I don't want to just publish for the sake of publishing. I just want to make sure that these 5-10 minutes of my talk has a bit of a small purpose of idea. So what has been going on in my life, or in my head more than in my life? As you know, we moved to Amsterdam 2 months ago, almost to the date, really. We got here 2 months ago. We didn't have a flat. Thank goodness a very good friend of mine rented us a small flat, but perfect just to kind of leave our suitcases and have a foot here in the city. And he's done the job fantastically well. It's really nice and charming. But it's the sense of temporality, isn't it? It's not where we're going to be. It's a small. We don't have our stuff. We went on Friday just to get some boxes from the storage, and that was a nightmare. But we got something out. And when I was looking through that, I just saw my stuff. Yeah, things I never used, or things that I do use. My record player, my records, things from the kitchen, the bread maker, for God's sake. I don't know when was the last time I used it, but it's my bread maker, or ours. And that gave me a sense of how important it is to have those things around for me to make home. It's not that I need any of those, and in all fairness, I've been living out of a suitcase for 4 months and I haven't had a lot of need for loads of those things in the storage. But it just, you get home, you see your things, you play your music on your stereo, you cook your dinner or your girls' dinner on your stuff, you sleep in your own bed. Yeah, my own bed. I haven't slept in it since the end of June. I just all feels strange. Established temporarily. So we are very well established here. Things are working. We got everything that we need to make alive, but we don't have we don't have the sense of permanency. We don't have roots. We don't have grounding. We don't have I don't really know how to call it. We don't have that sense of permanency that your things, your flat gives you, and we're not gonna have it for a long time. Yeah, if we are lucky, we're going to rent something, and hopefully we will, that will take us one step farther. But I don't know if we ever going to be able to afford a flat, a house that we like here in Amsterdam. So it was my thought, it's like, why is it so important to have those things? Do I need them all? I don't need them. I haven't had a use for them for the last 4 months, five. But I want to have them around. So it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting what is going on. So on Friday, as I said, we went to the storage, came back with all these boxes. As you open those boxes, it felt like Christmas opening them. Just to give you an idea, we took probably around 2-4% of what is in that storage. Yeah. So so we didn't take that much. There's loads of stuff there. But it just felt good. The girls loved opening and having clothes. And then as we kind of go through that, we say, why did I pack this stuff? I don't need this. How many running shorts do I need? Obviously, that question is a lot more important now because we don't have the space to put all those places. And then loads of other things start appearing. They say, well, why? I don't need this. Why did I pack it at all? So you got that feeling that things are important, but also not. How many? Not all of them. So as I look around to the shelves full of clothes now, the drawers with socks, so I can actually choose which sock I want to wear or what t-shirt I want to wear rather than the one that is clean. It is a strange feeling. It makes it feel more normal, more reassuring. So that's feel good, I'm not going to lie. So I'm totally debating. I don't know if you can catch by the rumbling of my thoughts today how part of me says I don't need that stuff. Why do I need it? I should have just give it away. And part of me is saying, yeah, I really, really need it. I really like it. So I think that for me, it is important. It is important to have those things around, to have my things, for my daughters to know that they have their things, and to slowly, slowly start making a home out of this place. Let's see what happens. We haven't found anywhere remotely that fits what we need for the price, obviously, that we can afford. We're going to see our flat tomorrow for rental, which is, again, is not in an area that we want it to be. It's not the type of flat we want it to, but it can do the job nicely. And as my daughter said, she said, I just don't care. I just want to have my stuff. I just want to have my room. I just want to have, I guess, a home. So, yeah. Am I being kind of an old man here? Am I just kind of saying, oh God, I'm just becoming so old. The taste for adventure, to rumble, travel the world with a suitcase, living out of a suitcase for the rest of your life. I got friends who've done that. So all my respect to them. What makes home home? That's an interesting one. I'm going to leave you with that one because I have no idea where I could go on this thought. What makes home home, really? I guess part of that is your attitude, your heart. Part of that is the things that you have around, at least for me. Anyhow, I let you know how the viewing goes, and I hope that you're having a great day. And just think about it. What do we need? What makes home home? And how can we make wherever you are a bit more homey? So have a great day. Take care. And big, big hug to everybody. Bye.